Hello, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio, show number 50, half-century play music that matters. As always, we will be focusing on bands and artists, both local and international, that play under the radar of mainstream radio. Dr. Ains has prescribed yet another great playlist for the show. As always, you can contact me via the website. You can tweet me at TheCodfather17 and SmileRadio3, Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, or via the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. So turn up your wireless, get it on to 11. And I'll begin with one of my favourite bands, Jack White's The Dead Weather. White never intended for them to become a proper band. His idea was to just make a 7-inch single and be done. This is Be Still.
Do
So there you go, that was Supermarine by Kickstart Friday. We actually had the pleasure of seeing these guys play live at Palladium of the North in Wakefield on Halloween. Steve, Danny and Will, salute you. Old school original sound there with a 21st century outlook. And a simplistic setup of guitar, bass and drums. And as the guys say, the more components you add, the more diluted the sound. If you get a chance to see them, go and have a look, you won't be disappointed. Right. Next up we've got Bull. They're a four-piece from York who take influences from everything from Elvis Costello to Dylan and the Velvet Underground. And you can actually catch them live at the Cafe Independent in Scunney on 22nd of November, Base Camp Middlesbrough on the 23rd, the Session Hall, which is always a good night in there, 26th of November, and they're in Leeds, it's Sewer, or S-O-E-U-R, on the 1st of December. And then they're back at Fulford Arms in York on the 13th. You are listening to the best online music with the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. This is Krellis by Bull.
Something to talk about that does
So there you go, that was the Postmore Gilmore Girls. They're a quartet from Leeds, and they've released four albums so far. Swan Songs in 2017, Live at St Austin's in 2016, Feeling Strange in 2015, and that was Sestra from their Pink Fair album, which they released back in 2014. Right, next up on the jukebox, we have Landsharks. Filthy rock and roll fire piece from the depths of hell. They're hitting the live scene now, and you can catch them at Night Train in Bradford, November the 29th. This is Dancing in the Fire. Quality music comes as standard with me, the Codfather.
Let's go.
So there you go, that was A Bitch by Whiskey Myers, southern rock band from Texas, who've earned comparisons to the likes of Allman Brothers and Led Zeppelin, and their brand new self-titled album is available now on Wiggy Thump Records. Right, this is for Lucas. He's the drummer with Cats That Bark. He actually said this is one of his favourite bands. They're called Deserter. They're a Polish hardcore punk band who formed in 1981 as SS20. They had to change the name to Deserter, as SS20 was a NATO reported name of a Soviet ballistic missile, and the name deemed too provocative by the government. This is Odstania Chwila by Deserter. This is the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. Oh, there's some top growling there. That was Our Deepest Feelings, and that was Awakened Serenity. They're a metal band from Leon in Mexico, who fuse many styles of metal, and their mission is to innovate the genre they love and to blow your mind. Well, guilty as charged. And vocalist Frank Jimenez sent us that tune via email, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com, and that was on the Say So Thunder Chick. Vicky, she listens in from down under in Australia and follows us on Instagram at the Codfather DJ. Right, moving on. Band called Warm Dusha. They're a group of miscreants, only known by aliases. So there's Clam Baker Jr., Lightning Jack Everett, Salt Fingers, Quicksand, and Dr. Withers, aka Little Whiskers. Iggy Pop is a big fan of the band, and during their set at the End of the Road Festival in 2018, they were accused of inciting a riot, and they're currently touring the UK. So if you fancy a riot, go see them. Warm Dusha, this is Disco Peanuts.
And she churned this weekend, yes indeed, she got lasers in her mind. Shining stars and dark back rooms, a penchant for success. Close your eyes and let it go while the strangers do the rest. Oh, all packed out and looking good, strapped up tight and clean. No mess right now, but late tonight they'll be dripping with glitter dreams. Disco Peanuts, Laser Queen, some kind of lovely mess. The only person on the scene knows how to do it best. No more talking, here it comes, let the bottle clear your mind. Lights out Johnny magazines, twisted colored spines. Thank me later, little whiskers, cause now your ass is mine. Disco Peanuts, Laser Queen, some kind of lovely mess. The only person on the scene knows how to do it best. We'll be right back.
So there you go, that was the Glycerines and Fate. They're a Brisbane four-piece who blend dirty bubblegum aesthetics with garage punk rock tones to create a fuzzed-out sound which is both energetic and loud. I think mission accomplished there. Right, we've got one of the most exciting original bands on the UK underground music scene coming up now. They're called The Lovely Eggs. They're a two-piece lo-fi psychedelic punk rock band. It consists of married couple Ollie Ross and David Blackwell. They've been active since 2006. They've had a thumbs up from the NME and appeared six times on BBC Six Music Sessions. This is from their Cob Dominoes album, Don't Look At Me, I Don't Like It.
Look at him with his dog dirt eyes. Look at him with his dog dirt eyes. Look at her with her rabbit spurting. Look at him with his dressing gown nose. Look at her with her cul-de-sac arms. Look at him with his wheelchair heart. Look at her with her car boot bones. Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at her. Don't look at me, I don't like it. Don't look at her, she doesn't like it. Everyone knows she's got a washing line smile. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a rabbit's fur tape. Look at him with his dressing gown nose. Look at her with a car boot bounce. Look at him with his wheelchair heart. Look at her. He's got a sausage roll thumb. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a dressing gown nose. Look at him with his polythene mouth. Look at her with a hairdryer heart. Look at him. Spiders, there's nothing to see. We're lying on the grass, just hanging around. But we need some wine, so lend us a pound. Look at us with our red wine smiles. Look at us with our red wine smile. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at her with her washing line teeth. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a wheelchair hand. Look at him with his dressing gown nose. Look at him. Doesn't like it, so don't look at him and don't look at me.
What a tune. That was Hot Snakes, Six Wave All Down. They formed in the late 90s and released a string of No Frills High Energy albums in the early 2000s. And then they reformed without a hitch in 2018. Really did like that. Right, Black Lips now. Garage-flavoured punk rock with a southern drawl. An Atlanta-based combo who made their debut back in 2000. The Alternative Jukebox with the Codfather. This is You Can't Hold On. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks as always to Susie and Dr. Ains, of course the COD crew, to Smile Radio for putting us on air, and of course you for listening. And you can catch this and all previous shows on Podbean. That's www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. I'm back Monday night on Smile Radio with the Folk and Blues show, 8 till 9 p.m. And if you'd like to be considered for the playlist, drop me a tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. If we can have it in MP3, that'd be brilliant. Studio quality. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox Podcast, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. I'll Catch You Next Week, seeing as out, is LA Quartet Goldfinger. They formed back in 1994 and were part of the ska punk movement of the mid to late 90s. This is I Am Death.